asking J. Cruz.
Is this Brandy from Nice Horse?
Yes. You probably didn't recognize my voice because we haven't talked in so long.
It's been way too long.
It really has. I mean, it's been one. We have talked since the pandemic happened, but man, not being able to come out there and see you guys has been breaking my heart.
And it's breaking mine too because I miss you guys, and I've yet to meet Tara.
That's right.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Oh, and you guys are going to get along. She's pretty amazing.
Well, I've been watching her videos playing guitar, so I'm already like, I'm not worthy.
Yeah, she's just a guitar superstar, that one.
Well, I love her already.
I knew you would.
So, Brandy, this new tune, High School, really digging it. Tell us about this song.
The thing about this song is that I feel like it covers the gamut of whatever happened to you in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you were a person that, you know, was like living their glory days in high school, it kind of talks about, you know, even if you wanted to, you can't go back to those days. You know, they just have to be memories of the past. For some of us, me, it kind of talks about the fact that if you were maybe not the, you know, the coolest person in high school, you know, there's life beyond that. Like, you know, life doesn't end when you leave high school. It's just whatever you were in high school doesn't define you as who you are afterwards. And that is definitely the truth, I know, for me and quite a few people out there.
I do not believe for a second that you weren't the coolest person in high school.
Well, I will tell you this. So in my high school, mm-hmm. I was, I went to a small town, like, high school, like, mostly, like, country kids.
Uh-huh.
And I was really into opera. Like, I knew I wanted to study opera in university when I was in high school. So I was like, you know, while so many other people were like, you know, listening to punk music in high school, I was like listening to opera. So, I mean, I was maybe a little bit of a black sheep in high school because of that.
Were you in band?
I was. Of course I was. I played the French horn in my high school band.
That is amazing.
Yeah, also very cool,
yeah.
I want to point out.
So, the song about high school, what is your favorite memory from high school that you can, you know, recall on the spot?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I mean, my favorite appropriate memory from high school, radio-friendly memory from high school. I will say one of my favorite memories from high school was, I was really into like school. Mm-hmm. I always really wanted to get good grades. And I remember being, wanting to be the valedictorian, for my class, but that went to the person who had the highest grades.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get it. One of my very dear friends became the valedictorian, and I was so bummed. And I remember the principal of our school that year, he made up a new award for the graduates, and he called it the principal's award, and it was basically for the person who got second place and everything. And that was me. I look back at it, and I just think of how mm-hmm. absolutely sweet that was. Of the staff to be like, oh man, poor Brandy. She really tries hard at everything, but she just can't quite be the best at anything. To actually make an award for the second place person, I thought was really, really cute. You could pretty much call it the first loser award, but I was really, really excited to get it. So
that is really sweet of them to do that, and that's a great memory too. Now, how are the horses handling the pandemic? Like, what's going on with you guys?
Yeah, well, I mean, as you know, we have a very interesting challenge in the pandemic in the sense that we don't live in the same city. We don't even live in the same province. So Katie, our banjo player, is in Vancouver. Krista, our drummer, is in Calgary. I'm mostly in Calgary too, but I split my time between Calgary and Edmonton.
Mm-hmm.
And Tara, our guitar player, lives just outside of London, Ontario. So we're already across the country. So it's been really hard because we can't see each other at all. Like, we can't travel to see each other, even if restrictions were eased in our respective provinces. So it's been really tough. We spend a lot of time on Zoom together, writing, mm-hmm. and trying to be connected to each other, because beyond being in a band together, we're best friends. And so it's really tough to be away from your best friends for that long, especially when you're used to spending hours and hours and days and weeks together at a time, you know, in a tour van.
Now, what's the band looking forward to in 2021?
Well, I mean, someday getting to play a show again, that's going to be really exciting. But honestly, we were really excited to release High School.
Yeah.
We feel very lucky that we have still been able to record and release music during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of experience with our own home studios, and so we're able to make music even when we're not together, and we feel really grateful for that. And because of that, we also have an album that we'll be releasing in 2021.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I'm liking the sound of that.
Yeah, yeah. So we're really excited. Like, as much as we've really tried to look at the positives and the opportunities that mm-hmm. we get from the pandemic. And I know sometimes it's so hard to look at it in that way. I think we have to a little bit to keep our sanity. And I am grateful for that positive, that we can still make music. And mm-hmm. in fact, we can make music in almost a more mindful way, because we aren't split between doing anything else. We're not on the road. We can't be. So if we're not on the road playing shows, we get all of this time to devote to writing songs that really mean something to us. Mm-hmm.